Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Lauren Babe. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carmen Morrow. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tommy Giordano. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marian Fricano. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Marian Fricano. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giordano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Morrow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Giordano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Feller covering, for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake strikes out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doby moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Morrow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe juggles the ball. That's an error on Babe. Doby moves to third. Strickland moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hegan. Morrow moves to second. Tommy Giordano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giordano takes first base on ball four. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields it and throws to first for the out. Easter moves to second. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Easter scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 1 in the game. Westlake hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly who is chasing the ball. Westlake reaches third base with a triple. Doby goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Giordano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marion Fricano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fricano strikes out. Two outs. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0 for 1 in the game. Babe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morrow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vallow moves to second. Tommy Giordano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giordano is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Giordano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Easter strikes out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Babe. Rosen moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Westlake hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morrow throws the ball into DeMaestri, who tags Westlake trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel pinch hits for Marian Fricano. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a line drive towards third. Rosen catches it and throws to first to double up Murray. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Bishop now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan strikes out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Feller hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Giordano reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giordano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0 for 2 in the game. Babe hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Westlake. Philly reaches second base with a double. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vallo takes first base on ball 4. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Morrow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Easter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Avila moves to third. Bill Glenn pinch runs for Luke Easter. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Glenn moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Avila scores. Glenn moves to third. Rosen moves to second. It's 5-0, Indians. Maury Martin now pitching. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Westlake hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn scores. Rosen scores. Doby moves to second. It's 7-0, Indians. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Doby moves to third. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Morrow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Glenn now playing first base. Tommy Giordano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giordano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Giordano strikes out. One out. Cass Michaels pinch hits for Joe DeMaestri. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Neil Watlington pinch hits for Maury Martin. Neil Watlington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watlington hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Finovich now pitching. Spider Wilhelm now playing shortstop. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Feller strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 4 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilhelm misplays the ball. That's an error on Wilhelm. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Avila bunts towards the mound. Finovich fields it and throws to first for the out. Mitchell moves to second. Two outs. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0 for 3 in the game. Babe hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Philly strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Morrow hits a line drive into left field. Mitchell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mitchell. Robinson scores. Vallow goes all the way around to score. Morrow moves to third. It's 7-2, Indians. Tommy Giordano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giordano is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Giordano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got 4 RBIs. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Westlake hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosen moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 4 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Giordano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Spider Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed McGee pinch hits for Frank Finovich. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.